亲爱的朋友，你们好，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。这里是大卫弟兄，在今天的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列的讲道，讲到耶稣显明神，借着约翰福音看到这位耶稣怎么样把这天上的父神彰显出来。这是耶稣来到这个世上的一个目的，就是让人看见那所看不见的神。他来是把神借着他所言所行而表达出来。新约圣经四福音书每卷书都有他所强调的重点。马太福音讲到耶稣是位君王，是用会幕里面的紫色线来代表。马可福音讲到耶稣他是个人子，跟我们一样有人性，这是用那会幕的细麻布的白色来代表。路加福音讲到他是我们的救主，是用那朱红色线来代表。最后约翰福音讲到耶稣乃是神子，乃是用蓝色线来代表。所以每卷福音书都有它的一个重点，尤其约翰福音特别强调神的神性怎么样彰显在耶稣的身上。有一次罗马兵丁来捉拿耶稣，问他说，你就是拿撒勒耶稣吗？耶稣回答说，我就是。这原来的意思就是说，我就是那自有拥有的。他在这里宣告，他就是那个创造者，他就是神他自己，来到这个世上。他借着他所行的这一切的事情，这些神迹奇事，叫我们信服，他原来是出于神，也与神为一。他来了，他彰显出来，就是要除灭魔鬼一切的作为。他胜过了一切的罪恶、疾病与死亡，也借着他，我们也同样的能够胜过这一切，让我们知道他是那自由拥有的那一位。
耶稣基督我们已蒙救赎，罪过已得赦免。他是那不能看见之神像，是首生的，在一切被造的以前。万有都是借他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而已，并且天上地下所有的权柄都在耶稣里。他已胜过死亡，得胜疾病，更战胜了撒旦黑暗权势。哈利路亚。
他复活，哈利路亚，他复活，胜过疾病，他掌权，哈利路亚，他掌权，这耶稣。 We've been having a study on the life of Jesus through the book of John, principally, up to now.
我们到目前为止根本上一直在从约翰福音来查考耶稣的一生。
And it has some very extraordinary words in this book.
在这当中，这卷书当中有一些很不寻常的记载。
John seeks to establish the divinity, the Godness of Jesus Christ.
约翰试着要建立神在耶稣身上的神性。
It's a most remarkable thing.
这是一件很了不起的事情。
Either Jesus of Nazareth was the greatest liar that ever lived, or else he was God.
耶稣若不是活在世上最大的说谎的人，不然他就是神。
Because he's the only one that ever claimed to be the Creator God in himself.
因为他是唯一宣称自己是创造神的那一位。
That is an amazing thing.
这是一件很惊人的事情。
If he was true, then nothing like that had ever happened before in all the history of the earth.
如果他是真的，这样子的事情在人类史上从来没有发生过。
He was a little baby born of like any other baby is born.
他曾经像一个小婴儿一样，就像任何婴儿的诞生一样。
His mother was Mary.
他的母亲是玛利亚。
But he claimed to be God.In a human life, a human body.
他宣称他是神在人的身体中。
That's an amazing claim.
这样子的宣称是很惊人的。
It's incomprehensible.
是让人没有办法理解的。
It's incredible.
也是让人难以相信的。
And if it's not true, then there is no other liar bigger than Jesus Christ.
如果他讲的不是真的，那么就没有比耶稣说的谎更大的了。
But he himself set about to establish that claim.
但是他自己要建立他所宣称的话。
In the first place, God set about establishing that claim hundreds and thousands of years before he was born.
首先，神在耶稣诞生的几百年、几千年前就开始建立他的话。
By prophecy.
借着预言。
Way back there in Isaiah.
早在以赛亚的时代。
Chapter 9, verse 6.
以赛亚书九章六节。
Unto us a child is born.
有一婴孩为我们而生。
Unto us a son is given.
有一子赐给我们。
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
他的名要称为奇妙
Counselor
测试
Everlasting Father
永在的父
Prince of Peace
和平之君
Almighty God
全能神
A child
他是个孩子
That was prophesied
预言上这样说
And it was prophesied that Bethlehem of Judea he's going to be born there
而且预言也说他会生在犹大地的伯利恒。
It was prophesied that he'd be born of a virgin.
而且预言说他会由童女所生。
And many other prophecies.
还有很多其他的预言。
To establish that most extraordinary fact.
要建立那个非常不寻常的事实。
That God, the Creator God, came to this earth to live for a while.
就是创造神他来到这个世上过一个短暂的生活。
And that is amazing.
这是很惊人的。
There have been times in history, even in Chinese history,
在历史上曾经有过一些时期，甚至在中国的历史上。
When a king has disguised himself,
当王假扮自己
and got out among his subjects,
到他的臣民当中去
to see how they were talking about him and what they had to say about him and whether they liked his reign or not, etc.
看看他的臣民怎么样，对他有什么样的看法，是怎么样说他的，看看他们喜不喜欢他的统治。
But that's just one man of high estate visiting men of low estate.
但这只是一个有很高地位的人来造访地位低的人。
But that God, the creator that made everything,
但是神创造一切的主。
He made mankind.
他造了人类。
He made everything we see around us.
他造了我们周围所看见的一切。
That God should come and live in flesh in our little world.
这样子的神居然用肉身活在我们小小的世界里面。
And our world isn't a very big world.
我们的世界并不是一个很大的世界。
Amongst the stars, we're just little pin size.
在星星当中，我们的大小如同针一样。
Everything's so big around us.
我们周围的一切都这么大。
And God is so much bigger because He created it.
而神要大得多，因为世界是他所造的。
That He should come here.
他竟然来到这里。
And live with us.
跟我们生活在一起。
It is astounding.
这是非常了不起的。
To really try to think of it, it's impossible.
真正思想这件事情实在是不可能的。
It's so big it doesn't fit in our little brains.
这件事情太大了，没有办法放到我们小小的脑袋里面。
I don't know how he does it.
我不晓得他是怎么做的。
I don't know how he puts a great big pine tree in a little pine nut.
我不晓得他怎么样把一棵很大的松树放在一个小小的松子里面。
He compresses it.
他把它给压缩了
and puts it under pressure,
把它施加压力
puts it down the side,
把它弄成很小的
and stuffs it a little pine seed.
然后把它塞在一个小小的种子里面
oh, no, he didn't.
不他不是这样的
oh, he didn't do that.
他不是这样做的
yes, he did.
是的他是这样做的
if you don't believe it, you plant it.
如果你不相信的话你种种看好了
and see what happens.
看看会发生什么事
how did he do it?
他是怎么做成的呢
Well, we have some secret words now. We call them genes.
哦，我们现在有一些秘密的话，我们称那为基因。
But nobody ever told me what a gene was.
但是从来没有人告诉我基因是什么东西。
How did he do it? I don't know.
他是怎么做的？我不晓得。
Why did he do it?
他为什么这样做
？I don't know that.
那个我也不晓得。
I'm told why.
有人告诉我为什么
John 3:16 tells me that
约翰福音三章十六节这样子告诉我
God so loved the world
神爱世人
He gave his only begotten son
他将他的独生子舍了
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life
凡信他的就不至灭亡反得永生
Well that's a nice verse
这是一个很好的经文
But what does it mean?
这意思是什么呢
What does it mean God so loved the world?
神这么爱世人是什么意思呢
That's too big a word for me. The world's too big.
这个字对我来讲太大了，世人对我来讲也太大了。
We don't even love the world. We're in it. We'd like to get out of it.
对我们来说，甚至我们自己都不会爱世人世界。
I hadn't found a person yet that would like to go to heaven if they could get a free pass.
我想，我所知道，任何人如果他能够有自由的通行证的话，他都希望赶快到天上去了。
Ask anybody in the hospital if he wants to escape to heaven. He'll say yes if I don't have to die.
你问医院里的任何人问他说你想不想到天上他说好只要我不必死的话我当然想到天上去
He came down here to our world
而他却来到了我们的世界
Because he loved it
因为他爱世界
How do I know that's true?
我不晓得这居然是真的
Jesus himself said
耶稣自己说
He knew it was a big thing to believe
他知道要相信是一件大事
He said if you didn't don't believe in me
他说你若不信我
Believe the works that I do.
也当信我所做的工。
He said the works will prove that it is true.
他说我所做的工会证明这是真的。
And we've been looking at his works.
我们一直在看耶稣所做的工。
The first night we looked at turning water into wine.
第一个晚上我们看到了使水变酒。
Nobody ever did that before.
以前从来没有人做过这样的事情。
And that takes the power of creation.
这需要创造的能力才能够做。
Because water and wine are two different things.
因为水跟酒是完全两件不同的东西。
One's a product of much, as I say, time.
一个是需要很多时间的产物。
The grape has to grow and be raised and cared for and harvested and brought forth its juice and wait for it to become wine.
首先必须要种葡萄然后收成了还要花时间等等它变成酒
It's a long process
那是一个很长的过程要好几个月
And Jesus did it in a few minutes
而耶稣在几分钟内就做成了
I don't understand that.
这个我不懂。
And it was very good wine, they say.
而且他们说这是很好的酒。
And then he'd heal people.
然后他医治了人。
I don't understand that either.
这个我也不明白。
Well, sometimes just people just get well.
有时候人们自己会身体会恢复健康的。
But then he'd cast out devils.
但是他又赶鬼。
Some other people tried that sometime in the book of Acts, you read it.
在使徒行传里面我们读到别人也曾经尝试要去赶鬼。
There are seven of them.
有七个人。
Sons of Sceva.
是基士瓦的儿子。
And he went, they all seven of them went to cast out the devil like Paul did.
他们七个人都要像保罗一样的去赶鬼。
But the devil beat him up and cast him out.
但是魔鬼却打了他们，把他们给赶走了。
So that didn't work.
他们是要去赶魔鬼，但是呢，没有果效。
But he said, the works will prove who I am.
耶稣说，我所做的工会证明我是谁。
And so we've been looking at just who Jesus was.
所以我们就一直在看耶稣是谁。
I think it was last time we noticed the fact that one man just made a little whip and drove all the merchants out of the temple.
我想上次我们讲到了一个人他做了一条鞭子就把所有的商人赶出了圣殿。
And the leaders, the high priests came to him.
领袖也就是那大祭司到他的面前。
And said, by what power did you do that?
他说你是靠着什么样的权柄做这事情呢?
They recognized that it was a strange power working, or otherwise, all those people would have turned on him and just beat him up.
他们都提认到有一种很特别的权柄，不然呢，那些人都会转过身来打耶稣的。
I mean, we all protect our goods.
我们都会要保护自己的货物。
The man's in your house robbing you, it's even legal to shoot him.
如果有人到你家来抢你东西，甚至你开一枪打他都是合法的。
Nobody raised up against him at all. Nobody.
但是却没有任何人起来攻击反对他。
And they said, by what power did you do this?
那些人就说，你们是靠着什么样的权柄做这事情的呢？
There's something at work.
有事情在那边运作着。
And we go on looking at the life of Jesus.
我们继续看耶稣的生平。
When he fed 5,000 people.
当他喂饱五千人的时候。
That's a lot of food.
那要很多的食物。
That's several truckloads, isn't it?
需要好几辆卡车才可以装。
And they have it already in time.
而且同时都已经预备好了。
And get it all there before it gets spoiled.
在食物还没有变坏之前，通通都载到那边去了。
And he just sat there, breaking off more bread, breaking off more bread, breaking off more bread, breaking off more bread. I don't know if his hand got tired or not.
我不晓得他的手酸了没有。
And this loaf didn't get any smaller.
而那个饼却没有变小。
Big piece comes off.
一大片剥下来了。
No, it was still there.
面包还在那里。
Breaks a big piece off.
剥下一大片。
It's still there.
还在那里。
Another piece off.
再剥一片
still there.
还在那里
He created it.
他创造了
He just made it.
他就造了饼
Well, you don't make bread in 5 seconds.
你没有办法在五秒钟内造成饼
The time it takes to break a piece off is maybe 2-3 seconds.
要把一片饼剥下来的时间或许就要2-3秒了
Once in a while I make a little bread in my house.
我曾经在我家里做了一些面包
I let a machine do most of the work.
我大部分的工作都让机器做的。
But I still can't do it in 5 seconds.
但是我还是没有办法五秒内就做好了。
Takes me 4 hours.
那要花我4小时的时间。
And then you have to go back because it takes me 4 hours, but it took a lot more time to prepare the flour. That took the wheat had to grow and get prepared and be milled and sifted and finally come to my house and white flour.
但是我们还得往前一步讲，那个面粉必须要先种了麦子，然后收成了，再把那个磨成粉，粉了还要再过筛，然后才成为我可以用的面粉。
And then I stick some yeast in it, mix it all up.
然后我加了一些酵母粉进去，
well,
把它都混在一起。
Nobody got to sit there and rise.
但是谁会吃那个呢？它必须放在那里让它发。
And then who's going to eat it?
然后有谁要吃呢
？Nobody. It's got to be baked.
没有人会吃的，一定要先烤过。
And he did it without all that.
但是耶稣做成了，却不需要经过这一切。
And the fish.
还有鱼。
Fish first had to be an egg, didn't it?
首先鱼必须有卵。
Then it had to be a fish.
然后必须有鱼。
and when it was out of the egg, it's about that big.
当它从卵出来的时候，才只有这么小。
So you have to wait 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years for it to grow.
所以你必须等两三年、四五年等它长大。
And then somebody's got to catch it.
然后还得有人把鱼捕起来。
And who's going to catch enough fish for 5,000 people anyway?
有谁能够捕的鱼够五千个人吃呢？
That would be one fisherman.
这个会是一个渔夫。
And then he just made it.
而他就做了。
He was showing he's the creator.
他在显明他是创造主。
Nobody else ever did that.
其他的人从来没有做过这样的事情。
But since then, in his name, wonderful things have been done.
但是从那个时候开始，奉他的名就有奇妙的事情做成了。
I was there in Malaysia.
我曾经去马来西亚。
I forgot the name of the city. They're in Borneo.
在婆罗洲。
And they were telling us how they had a little kind of a conference for 200-300 people.
他们跟我讲，他们曾经有一次特会是为了两三百个人预备的。
And they fixed some rice.
他们就做了一些饭。
And some other things for 300 people.
还有一些其他的东西是为准备有三百个人。
And 3,000 people came.
结果来了三千个人。
What are we going to do?
怎么办呢？
Because God was moving wonderfully.
因为神很奇妙的在运行。
People wanted to come and see.
人们想要来看。
So lots of people came.
所以很多人来了。
So then we'll just serve as far as it goes. All we can do, we'll just serve however many we can.
他说：“好吧，我们能够让多少人吃就给多少人了。”
So they served 300.
所以他们就给三百个人吃了。
But the pot was still full.
可是那个
锅里面
还是满的，所以他们又再让三百个人吃。结果那个锅子里还是满。
So you end up serving 3,000.
结果让三千个人通通吃饱。
And they had enough left over for all the workers.
而且还有足够的剩下来让所有的童工吃。
How does he do it?
他是怎么做的呢？
We cannot do it.
我们没有办法这样做。
No man in this world can do it, even now with all our high tech.
事实上，这个世界上没有人能够这样做，甚至我们现在有高的科技也没办法。
And he did it with low tech.
而他却在低科技的时候就已经这样做了。
He just spoke the word.
他只要说一句话就好。
If you don't believe me, believe the works I do.
你若不信我，也当信我所做的工。
They will testify of me.
他们会见证我。
They will show you I am not a liar.
他们会跟你显明我不是说谎者。
I speak truth.
我说的真话。
I am the son of my father.
我是我父的儿子。
The Almighty is my Father.
全能神是我的父。
I am born of Him.
我是由他所生的。
The only begotten, there is no other begotten.
是唯一的独生子，没有其他的。
The Bible says we are adopted sons, but He is the begotten Son.
圣经讲说我们成为他的后嗣，是被收养，但是呢，耶稣是神所生的，他来到世上。
And lived here.
活在这里。
And lived our life.
过了我们的生活。
And ate our food.
吃我们的食物。
And a few Chinese have trouble with American food.
如果你们中国人吃美国食物有困难的话，
I wonder what he felt when he had to eat earth food after heaven food.
我想耶稣吃过了天上的食物，要吃地上的食物，不晓得感觉怎么样。
Poor Jesus.
可怜的耶稣。
And had to live our life.
而且他得过我们的生活。
Walk our dirty, muddy streets.
行在我们脏的泥巴路上。
Oh, they weren't all paved then.
在那个时候路不是铺好的。
At least he didn't have to dodge the fast automobiles.
至少他那个时候不必闪躲躲那个摩托车。
But he had to watch out for the horses and the donkeys.
不必躲汽车，但是他得小心看有没有有马还有驴子。
And all because God so loved the world.
这一切都是因为神这么爱世人。
That's an amazing thing.
这是很惊人的事情。
And he didn't come here just to visit and see how we are and talk with us and go back home and tell his father all about a nice vacation.
他来到世上不是说拜访我们一下，看看我们怎么样，然后呢又回到家跟他的父亲讲。他来有一个固定的目的了。
To give his life for us.
就是要为我们舍命。
He was born to die.
他生来就是要死。
I can't understand it.
我没有办法明白。
I have to believe it.
我必须相信。
Because not only he did his works in his day.
因为他不只是在他的时代做了这个工。
Oh, how do I know he did? These writers, you know, you can write anything.
我怎么知道他做了这些作者
2,000 years ago and some legends.
要写什么都可以写啊，两千年前啊，是传说。
But he still does it today. In his name, we see things happening today.
但是今天他仍然在做。今天我们看到奉他的名，事情仍然发生。
I don't have to go back to 3,000 years.
我不必回到三千年前。
I can go back to yesterday.
我可以回到昨天。
God has done wonderful things for us.
神为我们行了奇妙的事情。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
And now, today we have one more incident.
今天我们要来看另外一件事。
In the sixth chapter of John,
在约翰福音第六章
after he had made bread,
当他造了饼之后
and the fishes,
还有鱼
and fed them all,
把众人都喂饱了
they want to make him a king.
那些人想要耶稣做王
why not?
为什么不呢
I'd like a king that gives me everything I want to eat every day.
我喜欢有这样子的王每天都给我要吃的东西、
no、
不必付税
Don't have to buy it.
也不用买
No supermarkets.
没有超级市场
Just go up to his house. Well, I need some more bread today.
只要到他的家
How about a little fish? Thank you.
我今天需要吃一点东西、给我一点鱼好了谢谢
I'd like a king like that.
我喜欢像这样子的王
They all came to make him king.
他们都来要使耶稣做王
5,000 people.
5,000 个人
No.Probably about 10 or 20,000 people, because 5,000 men, without counting children, are men and women.
不止五千个人，或许一个万个人，或者是两万个，因为五千个是男人，还没有算到妇人跟小孩。
We're making king.
要他们要耶稣做王。
And he refused it.
他拒绝了。
Who can understand him?
我没有办法了解他。
Who is going to be refused to be made a king when?20,000 people call out your name. We want Jesus. We want Jesus. We want Jesus.
当两万个人在那边喊着我们要耶稣我们要耶稣有谁会拒绝要做王呢
Right, politicians don't need 20,000 people for that. They'll 10 people start them out.
政治家不需要有两万个人喊着只要十个人喊就可以了
We want Murphy. We want Murphy. How many of you are you? We're 25. That's enough. Let's go. I'll be your bestMayor, or whatever you want.
Oh, we want Murphy. 只要二十五个人就好了，好，我们可以去了。
But he didn't do it.
但是他没有这样做。
And then he sent the people home.
然后他就叫人们回家了。
Send his disciples and give them an order.
他就叫他的给门徒一个命令。
Take the boat and go across the other side.
叫他们上船到另外一边去。
And they got in the boat.
他们上了船
We'll find this part of the story is more complete in another place, but this is in John.
这个故事在另外一个地方更完全，不过我们现在在看的是约翰福音。
We'll read verse 16, 17, 18, 19, down to 21.
我们从十六节开始一直读到二十一节。到了晚上他的门徒下海边去上了船要过海往加百农去天已经黑了耶稣还没有来到他们那里忽然狂风大作海就翻腾起来门徒摇橹约行了十里多路看见耶稣在海面上走渐渐进了船他们就害怕耶稣对他们说是我不要怕门徒就喜欢接他上船船立时到了他们所要去的地方